Let us first offer our most reverential salutations at the lotus feet of the one who is the most ancient, at the same time who is ever new, the one who is greater than the greatest and smaller than the smallest, the one who is the provider of all in this universe and at the same time closest to us than even our parents and friends. Dear Lord, please bless us so that we never ever forget your love, so that we never ever lose sight of your message and continue to hold your hand at every step of our lives. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome dear listeners to another episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. And this is a special one because we will dwell on the birthless and deathless nature of our Lord Sai in this beautiful bhajan. It goes like this.
Sanatan Sarathe Sai Sha.
So let's now get started with getting familiar with the lyrics, and then we will move on as always to learning to sing this bhajan, followed by understanding its raga, the beat and the meaning of every word of this bhajan. And finally, we will have a short conversation with Mr. A. Sunil, a member of the Prashanti Bhajan Group for more than 10 years and who even now continues to sing in the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir. So that is coming up towards the end of the program. For now, let's begin with the lyrics.
Sanatana Sarathe Saisha सर्वोत्तम गुण निधे परमेशा राम साई राम साई राम राम सुर मुनि वंदित साधु जन पोषित सर्व जनाश्रय साईशा सतगुरु देवा सच्चिदानंदा साष्टांग शरणम मम गुरु देवा साष्टांग शरणम मम साई देवा राम साई राम साई राम Ram.
Now that we know the lyrics, let's learn to sing this bhajan. You will first hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line without any musical accompaniments, and then Brother Anirudh will follow him after every line. Dear listeners, please you too join Anirudh as he follows Ravi Kumar. You will enjoy it.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C Madhyam.
Sanatana Sarathe Saisha. Sanatana Sarathe Saisha.
Sanatana Sarathe Sai Sha.
Sanatana Sarathe Sai Sha.
Sarvottam Guna Nidhe Paramesha.
Sarvottam Guna Nidhe Paramesha.
सर्वोत्तम गुण निधे परमेशा।
सर्वोत्तम गुण निधे परमेशा।
राम साई राम साई राम राम।
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 सुर मुनि वंदित साधु जन पोषित।
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 सर्वजनाश्रय साईशा।
सर्वजनाश्रय साईशा।
सर्वजनाश्रय साईशा।
सर्वजनाश्रय साईशा।
सद्गुरुदेवा सच्चिदानंदा।
सद्गुरुदेवा सच्चिदानंदा।
सद्गुरुदेवा सच्चिदानंदा।
सद्गुरुदेवा सच्चिदानंदा।
साष्टांग शरणम् मम गुरुदेवा।
साष्टांग शरणम् मम गुरुदेवा।
साष्टांग शरणम् मम साई देवा।
साष्टांग शरणम् मम साई देवा।
राम साई राम साई राम राम।
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 सनातन सार थे साईशा।
So that was the tune of the bhajan in the voice of Ravi Kumar and Brother Anirudh. And now for those who are keen students of music, let's learn a little more about the composition of this bhajan. And for this, fortunately, I have with me now Brother Anirudh. Welcome, Anirudh, to this program.
Thank you, Vishu.
So tell us, Anirudh, what is your take on the composition of this bhajan? What are the swaras that make this bhajan?
Yeah, this bhajan belongs to the rag called Vakula Bharanam.
Okay.
In Carnatic classical music. I think we have discussed this raga before.
Yes, it rings a bell.
For the bhajan, Har Har Gange.
Yes.
Har Har Gange. So, well, Vakula Bharanam
is... We have another opportunity to learn about Vakula Bharanam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the Arohana and the Avrohana of the raga, I'll just sing and show you.
Yeah.
We will take the Madhyam as Sa. the scale is C madhyam.
Yes.
So sa ma sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa sa ni dha pa ma Sarigama padhani sa sanida pamagare sa Sarigama padhani sa sanida pamagare sa This is the arohana and the avarohana of the raga. In this you have sare komal re ga major ga ma pa dha Dha is komal here.
Yes.
Ni. Ni one.
Sa. Sa ni dha pa ma ga ma re. Da sa. Ha.
I think those komal notes in this raga, dha komal, ni komal, they really lend that feeling, you know, which really pulls the strings of your heart. You can bring in, you know, so beautifully you can convey your emotions because of the play of those komal notes, isn't it?
Definitely. No doubt.
Wonderful. So maybe, Anirudh, now let us take every line of the bhajan, and if you can give the swaras for every line, you know, it would really help those who are trying to play this bhajan on their musical instruments.
Yeah, sure.
सनातन सारथे साईशा Gaga mama pa 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 da da pa ma ma dha pa ma ga सर्वोत्तम गुण निधे परमेश ग ग म रे सने ने सरे ग म रे सा राम साई राम साई राम राम sa pa ni re ma ga re sa sura muni vandita sadhu jan poshita ga ma pa ma pa 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 dha pa ma 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 pa ma ga सर्वजनाश्रय साईशा प प प द नि 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 ध द स ध नि प सद्गुरुदेवा सच्चिदानंदा पध प म म म प म ग ग ग रे स स रि ग ग ग साष्टांग शरणं मम गुरुदेवा नि 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 स रि प म ग ग रे ग रे स स स राम साई राम साई राम राम सा प नि रे मा ग रे सा
वंडरफुल आई थिंक दैट इज रियली a वेरी नाइस वे ऑफ लेटिंग एवरीवन नो द स्वरस दैट मेक्स दिस भजन एंड अनिरुद्ध There are many other bhajans in this raga, right?
There are so many bhajans in this raga. Actually, in fact, I forgot to mention many bhajans in the previous session where we had Har Har Gange.
Yes.
And now when I recollect, there are many bhajans in yes. Lokalavaranam.
And that time you had mentioned one or two. Maybe you can mention more now.
That time I had mentioned Sanatana Sarthi alone.
Okay.
And now we have many bhajans like Hari Om Tat Sat. Namah Shivaya We also have Shankara Shiva Shankara Shiva Shankara Shambho And we have Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Nandalala
Wow, I think that is That's a good list to get a feel of how this raga flows and how we have so many bhajans in this raga. Thank you very much, Anirudh.
Thank you, Bishu. Sai Ram.
So that was a brief explanation of the raga. And coming now to the tala, this bhajan is based on the popular 8-bit Kerva tal or Adi talam in Carnatic music. And now, let's move on to the third and most important aspect of bhajan singing. That is bhava. Understanding the meaning of every word of this bhajan so that we can sing it with feeling, so that we can offer it with love at his lotus feet. We start with the first line.
Sanatana Sarathe Saisha
Sanatana Sarathe Saisha
Here Sanatana is the first word. It means eternal and timeless. The second word Sarathi means charioteer. The third word Saisha comes from Sai referring to our dear Lord Sai and Isha means master. On the Mahashivratri day of 1955 Bhagwan made a powerful declaration about himself. He said, Sai knows no japa, no dhyana or yoga. Sai knows no worship. He will not pray to anyone, for he is the highest. He only teaches you to pray and worship. In this avatar, the wicked will not be destroyed. They will be corrected. They will be reformed, educated, and led back to the path from which they have strayed. This is what Bhagwan declared in 1955. Lord Sai is indeed the timeless, supreme Godhead, the charioteer of each one of our lives. In fact, the monthly magazine that was launched by Bhagwan, which has been carrying his messages and teachings for more than 5 decades, was aptly christened by Baba as Sanatana Sarathi. And explaining the significance of this name, Baba said, Sanatana means eternal, the timeless one. Sarathi is defined as charioteer. Recognize God as the charioteer of your life. Yield wholeheartedly to His direction and reach your destination expediently. That is the message in the name Sanatana Sarathi. In fact, Bhagwan goes on to warn us to choose nobody else but God alone as our guide in life. Now, how can we make the Lord take over the reins of our life? Baba gives the answer by stating Krishna's words to Arjuna before the start of the war. Lord Krishna says, O Arjuna, you are taking me as the charioteer of your chariot. The seat on which I am seated in this chariot is very clean and well decorated. Then think how clean and how grand your heart should be to make it a seat for me if I have to become the charioteer of your heart. Therefore, make every effort to remove the dirt from your heart. Baba says, a pure heart is the essence of all sadhana. So let us strive consciously to cleanse our hearts so that Sai Krishna, the eternal charioteer, gets reflected in our heart clearer and clearer every passing day. So in this line, Sanatana Sarathe Saisha, we pay our obeisance to the timeless divine principle, the Sai who acts as the eternal charioteer, steering the lives of each one of us. Let's move on to the second line.
Sarvottam guna nidhe Paramesha.
Sarvottam guna nidhe Paramesha.
Here the first word is Sarvottama, which can be split into Sarva meaning all and Uttama means best. The second word Guna Nidhe comes from Guna meaning virtue and Nidhe meaning source. The third word Paramesha comes from Parama meaning supreme and Isha meaning the Lord. Thus in this line, Sarvottama Guna Nidhe Paramesha, we hail Sai as the storehouse of all the precious and noble virtues, be it compassion, be it truth, be it simplicity, humility, service or sacrifice. He is the embodiment of everything that is good and beneficial in this universe. Let's move on to the third line.
Ram Sai Ram, Sai Ram Ram.
Ram Sai Ram, Sai Ram Ram.
Here there are only two words, Sai and Ram, the most common words for a Sai devotee. In the January 1986 edition of the Sanatana Sarathi magazine, there is the story of a devotee named Mr. Kayana. In 1962, Mr. Kayana received orders to proceed to Kohima in Nagaland, one of the northeastern states of India, and he was to go over there as the magistrate of the district. He moved there with his wife and 7 children. Nagaland was not peaceful at that time as he had to implement many measures to prevent breaches of peace and tranquility. Curfew had been enforced in several areas where hostility was rampant. But despite the dusk to dawn curfew, some army officers visited Mr. Kayana's house and invited him to prayer meetings which some of them held in their homes. And it is here that Mr. Kayana first heard about Bhagwan. He also got a book on Bhagwan's life, and this firmly planted Baba's name and form in the hearts of his entire family. Mr. Kayana writes, I quote, "We had several instances of Swami's miraculous intercession on our behalf, but I must record one instance where his name revealed itself as bulletproof armor. On the evening of April 14, 1964, the Kohima town, and more specifically my residence, was fired upon by Naga hostiles from 7:30 in the evening till 4:30 in the morning. Though my bungalow had 23rd armed house guards, it was not possible for them to stop their firing since the hostiles had secret hideouts and were in the cover of darkness. The walls of the house were of earthquake-proof material, so they were definitely not bulletproof. So the bullets just whizzed past through and through the walls of my house. The helplessness which overwhelmed me, my wife and the 7 children can be better imagined than described. We lay huddled up under the sofas, tables and bedsheets, closing our eyes and praying to Baba every single moment to save us. Not a wink of sleep that night. His name was ever on the tongue and his form ever in our minds. I could hear my children whisper, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, come close to me under the table, and with fear and devotion, pray to the Lord and chant his name. The next day dawned and we were all safe, totally unhurt. Not a single bullet hit me, my wife, or any of my children. And later I counted the bullet marks in the morning and found them to be an astonishing 485 bullets. Nearly 500 bullets were fired that day, and not one had touched any member of our family. Well, that is the incredible story of Mr. Kayana. And that is how the name Sai Ram can shield us from all dangers. Hence, when we sing this line, Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Ram, let us remember the beautiful form of Lord Sai and chant his sweet name with faith and devotion. Let's move on to the fourth line.
सुरमुनि वंदित साधु जन पोषित
सुरमुनि वंदित साधु जन पोषित
द फर्स्ट वर्ड हियर इज सुर मीनिंग डेमिगॉड मुनि मीन्स सेज इट कम्स फ्रॉम मौनम विच डिनोट्स साइलेंस And Baba says it actually means going beyond the influence of the senses and getting established always in the consciousness of one's own reality. The sages, that is why, generally refrain from speech, and that is why they are called Muni, because they are silent not only in the speech but also in their senses, and they are always fixed on the Lord. The third word is Vandita, meaning to worship or adore. Sura Muni Vandita means the Lord who is worshipped by demigods and sages. The fourth word is Sadhu, meaning good. And fifth word, Jana, means person or people. Hence, Sadhu Jana refers to noble people. The last word in this line is Poshita, which means to nurture or nourish. Thus, Sadhu Jana Poshita means the Lord who fosters good and virtuous people. Thus, in this line, Suramuni Vandita, Sadhu Jana Poshita, we extol the mighty Lord who is revered by demigods and sages, the one who is most benevolent, who nourishes all the pious souls. Let's move on to the fifth line.
Sarvajanashraya Saisha
Sarvajanashraya Saisha.
Sarva Janashraya is derived from Sarva, Jana and Ashraya. Ashraya means shelter. We already know the meanings of all the other words in this line. Therefore, here we call out to Lord Sai, who is the refuge of all beings in this universe. Let's move on to the sixth line.
Sadgurudeva Sachidananda.
Sadgurudeva Sachidananda.
Here the word Sadguru has Guru in it. Guru comes from Gu meaning darkness and Ru means light. On the holy Guru Purnima day of 1983, Baba said, "The true Guru is like an ophthalmic surgeon who removes the film in the patient's eye and restores his natural vision. In the same way, the Guru should remove the veil of ignorance and attachment that blurs the vision of the disciples and should restore their natural spiritual vision. That is the work of a Guru." Another insight is that Gu denotes Gunatita, or the one beyond gunas or attributes, and Ru denotes Rupa Varjita, or beyond name or beyond form or Rupa. Hence, a true Guru is one who is beyond attributes and beyond a particular form. Baba has always stressed that God is the only Sadguru. He says Sadguru, which is another name of God, knows no change in his primal perfection, whatever form he may assume. Lord Krishna told Arjuna that he acted in the world although he had no duty whatsoever to perform. And why did Lord Krishna himself engage in action? He says he acted only to set an example for people to follow. Similarly, Bhagwan Baba lived his entire life in such a manner that it became his message for everyone to emulate. He never did anything for himself. A Sadguru is called a preceptor because he teaches not only through precept but also through practice. That is why we hail Lord Sai as Sadguru Deva. Moving on, the last word is Satchitananda, which comes from Sat Chit and Ananda. Baba says that Sat is the unchanging state which is unaffected by the processes of time, past, present and future. Chit is the capacity of awareness that enables one to know the outer and inner truth about everything. And Ananda is the state of unalloyed bliss which is pure and permanent. Hence in this line, Sadguru Deva Sachidananda, we glorify Sai as the supreme preceptor, the master of masters, the embodiment of being, awareness and bliss. In fact, that is the meaning Swami has given of his name Baba, B-A-B-A, being awareness, bliss, Atman. He is Sachidananda. Let's move on to the seventh line.
Sashtanga Sharanam Mama Gurudeva.
Sashtanga Sharanam Mama Gurudeva.
Here the first word is Sashtanga, which comes from Sa. Here in this context it means with. Ashta meaning eight, Anga meaning part. The second word Sharanam means surrender. Falling absolutely flat on the ground is known as Sashtanga Namaskar or Sashtanga Prostration. While doing so, one touches the ground with eight parts, namely the knees, the feet, the palms, the chest, intelligence, forehead, speech, and also eyes directed towards the Lord. And this is not just a physical act but denotes total surrender to God and denial of one's total individuality. This surrender is to be performed only after due discrimination, which is why intelligence is also included as one aspect. And it is obviously not to be done in a fit of renunciation or despair. One should be fixed in the attitude of surrender mentally and intellectually, offer every limb, every thought at his lotus feet. The third word is Mama, meaning mine. The fourth is Gurudeva, which we already know. Hence in this line, Sashtanga Sharanam Mama Gurudeva, we submit ourselves completely to Lord Sai, who is both God and at the same time the supreme teacher for all of us. Let's now move on to the penultimate line of this bhajan.
Sashtanga Sharanam Mama Sai Deva.
साष्टांग शरणं मम साई देवा.
The only new word here is Sai Deva, which means O Lord Sai. So in this line, Sashtanga Sharanam Mama Sai Deva, we offer ourselves totally to our dear Lord Sai. Let's move on to the last line.
Ram Sai Ram, Sai Ram Ram.
Ram Sai Ram, Sai Ram Ram.
This is a repeat of an earlier line of this bhajan, and it means, as we saw before, let us chant the all-powerful name of the Lord. Dear listeners, with this we are done with understanding, or rather getting a glimpse of the meaning of every word of this bhajan. Let us now listen to the complete version of this bhajan as it is sung by the students of Bhagavan's University in the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir. And as you listen to this, dear listeners, please try and sing along.
Sanatan Sarthe Sai Sha.
paramesha शरणं मम गुरुदेवा
Now for an extract of a conversation with Mr. A. Sunil, who joined Babas University in 2001 for his bachelor's in chemistry and then went on to do his master's in the same discipline and later even his MPhil for 2 years, which he completed in 2008, and after that he did his PhD in chemistry, which he completed in 2012. Currently, Sunil is a postdoctoral research scholar in Bhagwan's University here in Prashanthi Nilayam, and he's someone who joined the Prashanthi Bhajan group as a kanjira player in 2001 and started singing by his grace in 2006, and since then he's been fortunate to sing in front of Bhagwan's physical presence now for the last 5 years, the most precious 5 years of Bhagwan's earthly sojourn. And he has had lovely moments of divine interaction and divine inspiration sitting right under his feet in the Prashanthi Mandir. So here is Mr. A. Sunil.
I had joined the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning in 2001. So that time we try to find opportunities to get closer to Bhagwan. So usually the means are like being in Mandir Bhajan group, then band, or Vedam, etc.
These are the groups, they have a lot of opportunities. With
yeah, knowledge. Exactly. So, I thought, let's try Bhajan group initially. And parallelly, I joined Vedam group also.
Okay, explore every opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. So, since I was in Vrindavan campus, we did not have the opportunity to join in band. So, only two means is like Bhajan group and then Vedam group. So, both the groups I had joined and then we regularly practice. Once it so happened that...
So, you joined in the Vrindavan campus.
Yeah, Vrindavan campus. Mm. So, every time we come to Parthi, I used to see my senior singing just right under Swami's eyes. And so nicely, it was a different experience. So, I thought, yeah, this is the way and I should grab this opportunity somehow and then get into Bhajan group so that I can get closer to Bhagwan. So, that was my deep heartfelt wish. Then, you know, it's tough. It's not that easy to sing in front of Bhagwan. So this is the way like how Swami has sown the seed to actually get into the thing.
So your basically aspiration to join the Bhajan group was because of the deep desire to get closer to Bhagwan.
Exactly.
And you found the Bhajan group as one of the best mediums. So that is when the intense desire started to join the Bhajan group.
Yeah.
Okay. So when did you actually join?
I had joined the Bhajan group in 2006 on March 31st.
Okay. So 2001, you joined the university, but you joined the Bhajan group as a singer in 2006.
Singer in 2006, yeah.
But you joined before that also, right?
Yeah. Initially, there was something like audition and we were all selected. Then our teacher in charge, Dr. Umesh sir, he had selected few boys from first UG and Narasimhamurthy sir also has approved the thing. Then we prepared few songs and instrumental music and went to Tri Vrindavan. You know, Tri sessions are so wonderful. So, our warden Narasimhamurthy sir has instructed us that we could go there, sit and ask Swami for permission to sing in front of him. So, somehow it did not rectify. Swami has his own ways.
So there was that audition session with Swami, didn't actually happen that year.
Yeah, with Swami, like, exactly.
Okay. So that opportunity to sing in front of Swami and get his permission to start singing didn't happen.
Yeah.
When you were in Vrindavan.
Yeah.
But you still joined the bhajan group.
Yeah. So next means was like, okay, I know to play Kanjira. So let's get into bhajan group this way. So we went for auditions, myself and my friend Sai Krishna. Then immediately we had joined into bhajan group.
So you auditioned as Kanjira players.
Exactly.
And selected, and you were selected.
Yeah.
Okay. So you started playing Kanjira from 2002.
2002.
Okay. Wonderful. So somehow you got into bhajan group, not as a singer, but somehow you found a place there.
Yeah.
So how was that experience of being in the bhajan group as a Kanjira player?
That time, Kanjira players used to sit right in front in 1.1 and 1.2 positions. So that was wonderful opportunity, like see Swami and singers, Swami communicating with singers and things like that.
It's a ringside view of what happens between Bhagwan and students and singers.
And all the more it was tempting, like when I'll get into singing and then...
You're sitting beside them, but
you're not able to sing. Exactly. It's like someone showing you some ice cream and you're unable to eat it.
Eat it.
So I was very restless. So when to start? When will I get opportunity to sing in front of Bhagwan? So when all these thoughts were in my mind, on one morning, it was in 2002, birthday celebrations of Bhagwan. So that time, many great people, many famous singers have come. And one amongst them is like Srimati Sushila Magaru. Mm-hmm. She was also sitting for that morning bhajan session.
Sushila Garu, the legendary singer.
Yeah. So she was sitting in 1.1 position on the ladies' side.
Okay.
Then Swami comes, straight walks up to her. He speaks to her. Then it so happened that I was in that 1.1 position at that particular time. So
you were sitting on this side.
This side, on the gent side. So Swami spoke to her and suddenly looked at me and he told, "Hey, Evarame, who is she?" Then I just kept quiet. I didn't answer anything. Then Swami replied, "She is a great singer. She is Sushila. She practiced so hard to sing. And now she sings in front of Bhagwan also."
Swami mentioned that.
Yeah, Swami mentioned that. And you know, like Swami gives that the message is actually delivered. So yes. I got an insight from this that you should not lose hope. You have to continuously practice hard. And once you are up to the mark, Bhagwan will give you the chance. So this was the lesson that Bhagwan has taught me that time. So from then, I never left singing. Daily 1 hour in the morning, I somehow make time to practice. And this continued till 2006.
So 2002 to 2006, you're only practicing.
Yeah, practicing.
Every day. Waiting for the chance.
Exactly.
So you finished your graduation in the meanwhile.
Yeah.
And you perhaps moved from Vrindavan campus to now to Prashantinam campus.
Yeah.
And you're still practicing. Sitting in the bhajan group, playing Kanjira, but not getting a chance to sing.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It must have been, a very tedious and a painful sadhana. So when did actually the sadhana materialize?
In 2006, January, after the sports meet, Sailesh sir has permitted me to actually ask Swami so that I can start singing. Then, since I was a Kanjira player, I was in the bhajan group only, sitting there. Then Swami, that day, straight away, he walked. Usually, those days, he never used to walk in the middle partition. But on that particular day, he started walking. And that time, I got up and asked Swami, "Swami samakshan lo bhajan paadan ki avakasam ivandi Swami." Then Swami replied,
Give
me the chance to sing in front of you. Then Swami replied, "Tappaka anandanga paadandi."
Tappaka anandamga.
Tappaka.
With joy you sing. Wonderful.
So after these many years of practice, from 2002 till 2006, getting a word from Bhagwan, like that was the most happiest moment for me in that singing career.
So that was Mr. A. Sunil, a postdoctoral research scholar in the Department of Chemistry in Bhagwan's University in Prashantinilayam. And with this, we have reached the end of the present episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. With grateful hearts, we offer this program to our beloved master, our beloved Lord Bhagwan Baba, the sole inspiration for everything that we do at Radio Sai. The sound engineers for this program are my colleagues Sunil and Abhishek. Dear listeners, we eagerly welcome your feedback and requests or suggestions on this program. So as always, please email us by writing to listener@radiosai.org. That is listener@radiosai.org.